You'd said for about three games you're going to have a very close roster to what you expect to ice at the beginning. So I'm looking at the roster. Are we starting to get to a point where this is basically the last chance to impress for a number of players tonight?
First four games, we were looking at as many people as we could, and then we're gonna have to get dialed in on a handful of guys for the last three, so yes.
What are you looking for from the team tonight?
We're still, you know, not the team. I'm not as focused on the team. It's the individuals in the game, and then that's been true of the first three. They'll make mistakes. I haven't been worried about the systems, where they're at with it. I know where we're at with it, with our group in terms of I'm looking for guys that have they made progress. It's usually about it used to be the 3-week mark, but I guess the 2-week mark where some players will actually get physically stronger. You know, the heavier workload, the harder practices of a training camp, they become more fit and they drive harder. And for some guys, it gets to be too much. You know, we'll go in to play Minnesota here tonight with 14 or 15 of their veteran guys. So they'll do tonight what we'll do for the Ottawa game. And now you get a real good look at a little faster opponent, sharper passes, systems will be a lot stronger in Minnesota. So how do they stack up against that?
Frederick Anderson from the Ducks, I think it was him, said it's cup or bust for that team this year. We don't get those kind of bold proclamations from you guys. Doesn't seem like it's your style. Doesn't seem like it's the team's style.
Right.
Why not?
Well, we surveyed all the everybody's assessment of where we were going to finish, and we've decided that we didn't want to make all those people feel wrong. So we just left it alone. I understand that mentality with the age of the team and where they're at, because they've been close enough to the fight that's where they think they are. And we haven't been in that game yet. So we're still working. Felt we were a good team going into the playoffs last year. It didn't go our way, but we played some very, very strong minutes in it. We want to get into that group.
Paul, do you try to be cognizant of a player's contract status during training camp? Like, or, you know, this guy has to get waived, or this guy could go back to junior? Or do you try and focus solely on what you're seeing on the ice?
That first always, because then none of anything else matters, right? You wouldn't care. Player comes in, and whether he's 18 years old or he's, you know, in Raffles' case, 29 years old, he's an older player. You wouldn't spend any time worrying about that. Where that comes into play, and it's not on my plate, will be in a week. And when we have to, with the people that we have on our back end, the numbers that we have here, got a little more flexibility with all of that this year with the Moose being in town. And we don't have to fly a guy halfway across the world and then bring him back up. We could, if we wanted to at times, run a group of 12 forwards and 90, if that made sense for where we were at. So, but no, I don't spend any time at all looking at that. But I'm aware of it with everyone.
So when you get down to, you say it's not on your plate, but if you like a guy and you want a guy on your team,
right,
you have to fight for him, or how does that work?
The discussions would have gone on from day one of camp, pretty much meet every day, talk about what we saw today, who we liked, you know, did somebody fall off. So by the time that you get to that day, there's not going to be anything new. There won't be a surprise that I'm really pushing for a guy. And then we'll just have a conversation. There is when you get to that fourth line and those extra D, there is at times a longer term organizational view of players. Some guys will get through waivers, maybe some guys don't. You guess maybe at that time you make your best educated decision, I guess, is the best on what you're trying to accomplish. But it won't be a new conversation.
Without getting into, you know, specifics that you probably don't want to share with us at this stage, do you have some real interesting battles going on right now? Like, are there some spots in your lineup where you and your management team and everybody are going, this is still open?
Yeah, there's a lot open, but I don't think there's anything shocking. There's not something that I've seen that nobody else has noticed that on. I can't put an example on it that I'm going to take a kid out of nowhere who's got junior and put him on our top line because I think he can get it done there. So we're not going to be shocked by our lineup, but there's still for me, quite a few questions on the players that are competing for those open holes.
Hey, Paul. Of the young guys that you have, where do they stand? Like, how are they sort of separating themselves right now?
So, I've really worked hard at not giving that list out for a specific reason, and I haven't done it right from the day one. I always like them to hear that from me first. So I know between now and the day after tomorrow, there's going to be some movement here between now and the next 2 days. And I never liked the idea that a guy would pick up his paper that, and I'm going to forget somebody, right? So I'm going to talk to about two or three guys, walk off and go, oh, this guy's had a great camp. I would say that there's a group of four or five players that are in there that have put themselves in consideration. Some of them, I did not have on my radar coming into camp. So they've done good work from last year to this year that they are on that radar now. But as yet, I don't know that there's, and then we'll talk about positions more than that. I don't know that there's anyone else. There's nobody that I'm giving that job to today. But I don't have anybody from three games in that we're clearly saying he's got it.
Well, when you look at a guy like, say, a Nick Petan, like, do you have to sort of offset things? Like, I mean, he's obviously a very talented kid.
And, yeah.
You know, I mean, do you play him here on the fourth line, or do you,
right.
you know, in his first pro year, do you want right. him to get all the touches and looks and minutes at, right. at the minor pro level?
So he's come into the league at a fantastic time, because 10 years ago we wouldn't have this discussion. He's not a big physical guy. He doesn't fit on the fourth line. He's going to play in the American League, and he's going to play whatever 16 to 22 minutes a night. I think it's changing now. It is for us. We'll consider that. And again, having the Moose here, these are the payoffs for having your American League team here, because you can do a couple of things. You can have him run for a while, and if his minutes aren't where you want him, get him down to get those kind of minutes. But I am more open to this year than any other in the past of having a skilled player play and not worrying if his minutes aren't over 10. And I would have never said that before. Nick's skill set is pretty refined. You know, he's a very smart player. So the question will be, how much better is he going to get offensively? I don't know that he's going to get a whole... He'll get more experienced. He'll get bigger, stronger, faster, which will allow him to use those skills more. But, you know, he's come in at a perfect time. He really has.